This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. This will be the first full day of deliberations for the jury in the Derek Chauvin murder trial. AP correspondent Julie Walker with a look at the testimony they're considering and the lawyer's final words to the jury.
What or who killed Floyd? That's what both sides argued in long closings yesterday. Defense attorney Eric Nelson told jurors Chauvin was doing what he was trained. It was drugs and a bad heart.
The diseased heart, the hypertension, all of these things existed before Mr. Chauvin arrived.
Prosecutor Jerry Blackwell argued it was Chauvin kneeling on Floyd for 9 minutes and 29 seconds and not an enlarged heart.
The reason George Floyd is dead is because Mr. Chauvin's heart was too small.
Audio from Court TV. I'm Julie Walker.
Everyone 16 and older is now eligible to get a COVID shot, and President Biden says plenty of vaccine is available.
His administration's marking a milestone.
More than half of all adults in America have now received at least one shot.
With spokeswoman Jen Psaki saying more than 32% are fully vaccinated. At the same time,
we remain in a complicated stage.
CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky says vaccinations are rising, but so are virus cases, with a daily average around 67,000. She says it was 53,000 just a month ago. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Europeans have been investigating possible links between the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine and rare cases of blood clots. They're expected to reveal the results of their investigation today. He challenged Ronald Reagan for the White House in 1984 and lost in a landslide. Former Vice President Walter Mondale has died. He was 93. His one-time boss, former President Carter, calls him the best vice president in our country's history. This is AP News. To England now and the Queen.
Now the royal family has said farewell to Prince Philip. Attention will turn to the 95th birthday on Wednesday of the Queen, and in coming months, the celebrations marking her 70 years on the throne. These events will remind Britain the reign of the Queen, the only monarch most of her subjects have ever known, is finite. This has triggered speculation about how long she'll remain on the throne, what the monarchy will look like in the future, and for some, even whether it should continue to exist. While most observers say Elizabeth is unlikely to abdicate, she has already started to turn over more responsibilities to Prince Charles, her eldest son, who's 72. Charles de Ledesma, London.
United Airlines has lost almost $1.5 billion in the past few months, but they say bookings are increasing ahead of the summer vacation season. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.